systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, April 4, 2008. If you're keeping track, I know you are. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And I'm Sean.
Hey, Sean. Welcome back to the Jam Hole. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Tonight is episode 19, the Friday podcast. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
Good?
Doing good.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm not even going to do this again with you, fucker.
Are you, are you good, though?
I'm not your friend, guy. I'm not your guy, friend. So, yeah, like we promised, we have a special treat, I guess you could say, in the studio tonight. Her name's Betty, for the sake of the show, and her mom. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Nice. So this is the girl that yesterday or Wednesday we asked y'all to write in and tell me what you guys think I should do. And well, one person wrote in, and her name's Rochelle. And
is it Rachel or Rochelle?
It's Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Phonetically speaking. But I hear you have a past with this woman that wrote in.
Yep.
You want to tell us a little about that?
Nope.
All right. Well, to sum it up yesterday, or fuck, Wednesday, we need to start doing these shows every day, well, so I can just say yesterday.
We only have 3 day weeks.
There's this girl. Okay, basically there's this girl, she's 17, religious, virgin. I'm going to take her out tonight, so we'll see how that goes. So, yeah, I asked you guys what you thought, if I could possibly take advantage of her being so young, not in that way, thank you.
But that way too, probably.
Hold on. And start off with a clean slate and then mold her into the best girlfriend in the world.
I think tonight's the night, buddy.
Tonight could be the night. I'm feeling
past
magical.
The 40.
Someone's going to become a woman tonight.
And what is tonight's show brought to us by, Sean?
Oh, well, tonight's show is brought to us by a big old fat 40 ounce of Old English 800.
And fried chicken.
That's right. And fried chicken, which I just recently ingested. Thank you very much.
You are the blackest man I know, not in prison.
Can I say one thing?
Please.
I just got to plug this really quick.
Would you?
OE. Enjoyed by bums and black people everywhere. Why I'm drinking it, I don't know.
Oh, and the more you know. So anyway, Rochelle writes in, I think you can totally change her mind about that if you make a good case about religion
about
and all that shit. If you make a good case, she could change her mind about the whole ... OMG, there's a big floating man in the sky that helps me through the day.
That's a good way to put it.
Thank you, Rochelle. No, besides, if God made man right after he created Earth, then why haven't we found human skulls and bones along with all the fucking dinosaurs and shit? No, all you find is maybe, and maybe is capitalized. So it's like, no, all you find is maybe cavemen after dinosaurs and shit were around. It's all bullshit. Wow.
So eloquent.
I know. She is a wordsmith.
Yes.
When I was little, I believed in God until someone snapped me out of that dumb idea.
God bless that person.
People can be molded easily. I think she is still young enough to get the talk she needs to hear.
She's still fresh.
Right. The end. What do you think about that, Betty?
Betty?
I don't really know what to say to that.
Well, what do you think about the whole, oh my God, there's a big floating man in the sky that helps me through the day? Is that what you picture
God? How do you
God?
Feel that there's someone out there that doesn't know you at all but agrees with Matt?
Yeah, that's a point for me, right?
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 I guess.
All right.
I don't know.
Well,
you have so much to say.
You know, Charles Manson had a lot of people that agreed with him, too. That doesn't mean he was right.
Hey, I know. I'm not trying to form a cult or anything. I'm just trying to get all this shit she's been brainwashed into
the Jam Hole listeners are a cult.
Good to see you're fighting the good fight, Matt.
Hey, I got to, you know? So, basically, Betty, what I have to say to you now that you're here is by the time I'm done with you, you will be the most perfect girlfriend ever. And if it doesn't work out with us, the next guy that does date you will thank me daily for how awesome I have made you.
Unless he's not like you, though.
Or girl.
Then he might not like
you. Or girl. Right. Sean brought up a good point that she may just... What?
Can we hear that again?
Flaming dyke.
Well, Sean brought up a good point that she might just go les after this whole experience
with me.
Because
you tend to do that to women.
It's been known to happen.
Yeah. That will happen. Oh, wow. So the other thing I wanted to say was that I might just have to marry you so I can teach you how to fuck. So that way... When
excuse me.
Yes,
excuse me.
Sean.
Are you sure you can teach anyone how to fuck?
I taught you how to fuck.
Touche.
Wow.
Okay. So, my first question to you. We're going to do a little Q&A here with Betty. Do you like that name, Betty?
Betty.
I do.
Betty,
we used to call skateboarding chicks back when I was her age Betty's. So,
really?
I just I figured it would be a good name. So, Betty, question number 1. Have you ever had penis in your mouth?
No.
And what do you think about having penis in your mouth? Not necessarily mine, just penis in general.
I think it's gross.
And why?
Because it's a penis.
Okay.
Yes,
I gotta interject.
Would a vagina be any better for you?
No.
Really?
Well, you gotta pick one.
Yeah. Wait, you can't just not suck or not eat out anything the rest of your life.
Right.
What would God think about that?
Seriously.
I think God would be fine with that.
No, God's all about head. I know. I prayed about this last night, too, and that's what he said. So, okay, so that's a big N-O.
I wanted to interject
yes?
on this.
Sean.
Okay. Now, Betty.
Let's go to Sean.
Honestly, tell me here. Do you not ever have any sort of sexual fantasies at all?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay, will you please go into detail about this?
Fuck no.
Well,
excuse me. This is for educational purposes.
And this is Jam Hole episode 19.
Or for, you know,
the
you
jailbait
get off.
Episode. All right. Wow.
I get off either way. I've jacked it twice since I've been here.
Already.
I
huh?
believe it.
Okay, like, Betty, question number I don't even know. Do you believe that from all of the religious upbringing and whatnot, did your mother ever tell you that you have teeth in your cunt? And that when you get married, those teeth retract
Isn't
into the cunt.
Isn't that a pussy troll?
Vagina dentata, actually.
Do you have a pussy troll, Betty?
Is that what your mother told you when you were younger? And that's
I've yet
why
to
you...
have that conversation with my mother.
Okay, that leads to my next question. Birds and the bees, what do you know about this?
When there's a man and a woman,
Talk
they
louder.
Love each other very much.
Thank
they have
you.
Sex and stuff. When okay. they're married.
When they're married.
Matt.
So, where do the birds and or bees come in to that story?
Honestly, I don't know why they call it the birds and the bees.
Little factoid. Right.
Yes, Sean, do you know where the birds and the bees have come from?
It's factoid time.
Oh,
well,
shit.
You know, birds and bees. Signs of spring, right?
Right.
Spring's about rebirth, renewal,
okay.
change, growth, love.
Oh, so it's the metaphorical birds and the bees,
exactly.
not the...
it could be that
birds and the bees.
Bee, as in, you know, because you're a guy, you're just jamming your cock in her. It's kind of like
jamming
a stinger.
Jamming your stinger in her.
You're just stinging, fucking her like a bee.
Oh, okay.
Or a bird.
And then the guy can never be held down like a bird.
Exactly.
Got
but
it.
Also, you know, the woman is beautiful like a bird. You say, oh, look at the bird singing. Oh,
right.
It's so beautiful.
So beautiful.
No, I just crapped on my car.
Oh, nice.
That's beautiful.
A lot of people pay money to have women crap on them.
That's true.
All right.
Not me, though.
Which brings us...
You get it for free.
That's right.
Describe in detail a hypothetical wedding night without using the word ew.
Wouldn't that be honeymoon?
Or is that your
wedding
fantasy?
Night?
No, the wedding night, not the
oh,
honeymoon.
The actual wedding?
Or, yeah, the actual wedding night.
Or is that your sexual fantasy? Does it involve your wedding night?
Right. Like your whole, all of your sexual fantasies start out with a proposal and then walking down the aisle, then marriage, then the fantasy.
Is it uncomfortable for you that 3 guys are asking you all these sexual questions?
And only one of them is your age?
That's
true.
A little
true.
Bit.
A little. All right.
Yeah, well, I'm only 14, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, all right. Maybe I'll take you home tonight then instead.
Well, I don't know. You have to get me pretty drunk first.
Well, well, looks like you're on your way.
We're going to need about three more 40s of OE.
I mean, no.
No. When you said no, did it mean yes?
It means maybe.
Bravo, sir. Okay, Betty. How disappointing would it feel for you if you wasted your whole life believing something, let's just say hypothetically God, for example, and then at the very end it turned out to not be true? How disappointed would you be?
Pretty fucking disappointed.
All right, that's a good start. Good, good, good.
She said fucking.
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 I know,
fucking.
See, I said you she's got a
all
potty
over
mouth.
Your pop filter.
Thank you. Oh, wow, that's
just,
gross.
That's mouth. A huge glob.
Got it.
Just
okay.
Lick it off.
I got it. Thank you, guys. That's gross. So,
you
wow.
Gotta talk into it.
You
know,
I'm gonna. God,
you know, you're not going very into detail here with these answers. I mean, this is real shit here.
That's right, because we're going out to dinner after this.
I'm not going to tell you my
well, this is
sexual
an interview.
Fantasies.
You're not here.
I just met you.
That's fine.
Hey, you just met me, too, and we're going out to dinner tonight, so come on.
You're not here to say fucking poop and all that other shit.
That's our job, if you haven't listened to the clip.
You're here to provide some in-depth information in an interview format. So come on, lady. Let's hear it. Let's
all right,
go.
Next question. Why do you think sex, dick, and blowjobs are gross or, in your words, ew, icky?
Didn't we already have this question?
Not on air. I was just prepping you. So go ahead. Why?
Repeat the question.
Gladly. Why do you think sex, dick, and or blowjobs / eating pussy are gross or, in your words, ew, icky?
I never said sex was icky.
You kind of did last night. Yes.
Well, it is if it's good sex.
I believe that word is freaky. Good, John. That's for you, not me.
Thank you.
So, yeah, why?
Because some of the ways you were using those words was... icky.
All right. Example?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Of course not, because you just made that up. Great.
You just don't want to say it.
All right. Well, that's...
Well, that was awesome.
I know, right? Yes, Sean. Please stop. Hold on. You can't always raise your hand when you have something to say.
It's just a good
Matt,
way to do
Matt,
it, though.
Okay, you're
call
right.
Call me Matt,
yes,
please.
Braden. Okay, yes, Sean.
Oh, I
yes,
just want...
Yes, Betty. Okay, Matt. Okay, Sean, go. Sean. No.
Hey,
that's
we have
no.
We have a fan
that does not like that.
I just want to take a stab at this whole interview thing.
Please,
okay?
Do.
Because I got to say, and I think the viewers will, or I'm sorry, the listeners.
Maybe Matt should ask you these questions.
Sean, do you believe there are teeth in your vagina?
You know, only when somebody's biting it.
Oh, touche. Good.
No, I gotta say, I mean, no offense to you, Betty.
Wow.
I'm doing the quotation thing with my fingers.
Right, because Betty's not really her real name. It's, no, I'm not gonna say it.
Well,
something that isn't Betty.
Right. Okay.
I'm very disappointed in this interview. I mean, you need to give us something here.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
What do you want me to give you?
How about some upfront honesty?
I know.
Don't even have
Never
to say
mind.
It.
That'll have to wait a week.
Do you think about having sex?
Yes.
And when you do, does your vagina get wet? It's an honest question.
Oh, hey, that one made her uncomfortable.
We're not at the
She's
bar.
She's blushing
here.
Bad.
Wow, her face is completely red.
Wow.
We're not at the bar here. We're here
at
to
the Jam
provide
studio.
Entertainment.
This is entertaining me, and that's all that really matters.
So answer the question, bitch.
Dude!
I'm on a fucking roll
now.
I gotta have more of
that
40
shit.
Are you buzzing
gone.
Yet? No?
All right.
A little bit. I got my talking shoes on, that's for sure.
Wow. Wow, wow,
I need
wow.
my talking shoes.
So, Betty.
What?
What do you see tonight happening? What do you think's gonna happen this evening? Minus the rape, because we
rape.
Already covered that last night. All Our right. listeners don't
yeah.
need to hear about that.
Well, yeah. they just did.
They will tomorrow after the fact.
Yeah, when we read our news stories, Matt isn't here.
We read one about Matt.
He's in prison, like, whoa, this one's from Kalispell.
Yeah, holy shit, dude.
Some dude
bit of
just raped some
17-year-old.
This guy looks like Matt. Weird. Yes?
Well, we talked about face fucking last night.
Yes, we did, in great detail.
I'm still aversion to having my face fucked,
yeah, I never did. Braden's quick. You know, you wouldn't know it by looking at him, but it's hard to get his face down there, you know? It's hard.
He's a squirmy little bastard.
He is, especially when you oil him up and shit. That was my mistake.
We shouldn't have KY wrestled before.
No, we shouldn't have.
All right.
Note to self.
Yeah.
All right, Betty.
Let me lay this out so she can play it out.
Do you have any other questions for Betty?
I do, because I'm not letting this shit go, man.
Okay.
This is pissing me off, honestly. Okay, look. Oh, wow. You are a 17-year-old religious virgin, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you represent...
Who can't stop looking at her phone while we're doing a show.
Yeah, can you please not do that? Thank you.
Dude, she's waiting for her mom to call.
I know.
Okay, look. You represent a side of society that is starting to very slowly decline in its numbers. So you need to represent that shit.
The virgin or the religious part?
The triple threat. The 17,
the trifecta.
The fucking virgin, the fucking religious shit.
Wow. Yes.
You
that
need
is
to
true.
Give us some in-depth shit.
Well, what do you want to know? Be specific.
Well, we've asked a bunch of fucking questions. Come on now.
We're the worst interviewers ever.
Why don't we backtrack?
She's the worst
bit
interviewee,
here.
I think.
Ever.
Do you ever fantasize about having a cock in your mouth?
No.
She okay. already said it was
check.
Icky.
Why not?
Because I already told you it's disgusting.
Is it because
it's
that's
hairy,
where we pee from?
Mushy. Yeah.
Can I
girls?
I don't know how much you wash
girls
that shit.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
So you say.
So
whack
so
off
wanna...
with hand sanitizer.
Gets washed every day in some other bitch's mouth. Point.
Wow.
That's
wow.
That's two.
Wow,
that's
dude. Braden, wow. It only works if the girl whose mouth the cock is in has
right.
like mouthwash in there
right.
anyway. So
let,
yeah.
let me
and
quote,
that burns.
Let me quote the great Woody Allen. Sex is dirty and disgusting as long as it's done right.
That's true. That is true.
There's nothing clean about sex. It don't matter if you're fucking have your Bibles in your hand, you're doing it missionary style. It's going to be smelly and dirty and nasty.
And you're going to be sweating and there's going to be fluids everywhere.
But that's the fun part,
but that's why
right?
it's so great.
I know. You're sliding all over each other and it smells like sex.
Is it usually the dirtier it is, the better it is?
How about this, guys?
Okay.
We can all agree on this.
Okay. I already do.
If you give us anything, just tell us. What would you like your first time to be like in detail?
That's really personal.
Exactly.
Well, you said you had no qualms about sharing anything and everything on the gym.
She lied.
She did lie. Like liar. She lied to
her
mom.
How do you feel about anal?
That, yeah, that's a good
Seriously,
question.
How do you feel about anal?
I feel good about it.
I feel good about it when
I don't. It hurts. All right, but no, let's hear
that
this.
Is true, the first couple times.
What do you want?
You guys would know.
Yeah?
What do you want your first time to be like?
Romantic and filled with, oh, God, and Jesus and
Praise
stuff.
Praise Jesus.
No.
Are you like those church people? We didn't read them on the show, but there's this church sect, I guess you could call it, a cult, who believes that whenever you're having sex and stuff, you have to imagine that you're having sex with Jesus, if you're a female. If you're a male, you have to imagine that you're having sex with a girl who's having sex with Jesus. Hmm. Does that make you wet right now?
Hmm.
No.
Would you fuck Jesus?
No.
I don't
Why
think
not?
Jesus ever fucked anybody.
I think you're yeah. fucking him right now.
I am not.
By not being truthful.
I think she needs to answer.
Fucking Jesus over.
I think she needs to answer the fucking question so we can get something out of her other
Stop
than a
dodging
good laugh.
The bullet.
Wow.
All right.
Look, yeah, at me, look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Don't do this.
What do you want your first time to be like?
Do you know?
Come on.
Dead air time. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Passionate, dirty.
Dirty.
There
okay.
you go.
Dirty
was a start.
Dirty like penis in the mouth. Dirty.
No,
like
not
69
penis in the mouth.
Position.
Would you do it in the butt?
Liar.
No.
Never.
No.
Even if it was tapered.
You're gonna have to call this one off then, Matt.
What if it was your husband?
Wow.
Huh?
What if it was your husband?
Then
you were just surrendering to him as a sign of your devotion.
What if it just slipped out of the vagina and went into the butt?
And that happens.
Well, that will happen.
Yes. That says something about her if it's that easy to slip into her butt.
Well, no, some positions. It just pops out and the next thrust, it either breaks your dick in half or it goes right in the butt.
It gets pretty wet down there. You know, you might accidentally slip it in. It's so wet that, hey, there's no friction involved in this, buddy. It just goes in.
Next question. Is your mother listening to this show right now? Well, not right now because
she's
going to
be grounded forever if she does.
And that'll be the end of that.
Dear God, I hope
she's
not listening.
Last question. After all of this and our one listener, thank you, Rochelli, writing in, do you still want to go out to dinner tonight?
I don't know.
All right.
She totally
Sounds
does.
Good. She totally does not.
She does. She just
no,
wanted
no,
it.
No, 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 guys.
Mm-hmm.
That means
maybe.
Yes, but I want you to work for it, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's not going to just give it to you.
I can do that. All right. Well, thank you very much, Betty. It's been a pleasure. Not as much of a pleasure as it will be this evening. So, you want to talk about the break check game before
we
do
some
news?
Talk about the break check game.
All right, the break check game. You all can play this at home. This is when you're driving around and you look
at
your...
Well, that wouldn't be at home.
Okay. Wow, dick. Okay.
Saying.
This is a game you can all play while you're driving around in your vehicles listening to the show or listening to whatever else. You look in your rearview mirror, and that's the game. Cool?
That sucks.
Fuck you. Okay, so you look in your rearview mirror and you wait until there's a car in back of you. It doesn't necessarily have to be tailgating you, but it has to be close enough to the back of your car to where you can see what they're doing. And what you do is you wait until they're not paying attention to what's in front of them, like they're looking at the cell phone, they're putting on makeup or something, and you check the brake as hard as you can. And hopefully, if you did it right, that person will run right into you, and boom, you get a new car. That's the brake check game.
Just wait till they're looking down at the CD player or looking over the shoulder or whatever.
All it takes is a split second.
Yep. That reminds me of a bumper sticker I saw that said, I'll bet you a new car I can stop faster than you.
Wow. Wow. I thought you were going to say the bumper sticker about, unless you're a hemorrhoid, get off my ass. Yeah.
Well, that's good, too.
That is good.
It's good fun. I like it a lot.
All right, guys. Well, that was that. And a big giant mess. You ready to do some news?
Do some news.
Let's do some news.
I want to do some news.
Just slur that one a little more for us.
All right.
Well, I'm just going to start it off here. This one comes from Denver. Police say Denver mom gave meth to 3-month-old.
Awesome.
Awesome, right?
Start them when they're young.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Not 3 months young, but you know.
Well, whatever.
Clean slate young. Okay.
At least they'll be dead pretty soon.
Hopefully. A Denver woman is facing child abuse charges after being arrested Wednesday on suspicion of giving methamphetamine to her 3-month-old. Duh. This woman is nominated Jam Hole Mother of the Week.
I really want to see what a baby looks like on meth.
Guys,
all tweaking out.
Just twitching
baby.
And shit.
Babies on meth. For or against?
I'm for it.
For it.
I'm for it. That sounds fucking hilarious.
I know. Could you imagine just watching them? Like, imagine how fast they crawl and walk and how disoriented they are not on meth. Throw meth into the...
What?
Oh, fuck me.
It was only a matter
of
time.
I know. Because we're where I work at and there's phone... I'm sorry,
Can I unplug it?
Probably not. It's fine.
Well, you can unplug it from the phone, can't you?
Why
don't we just say that's a jam hole caller?
Oh, hello. Thank you for calling the jam hole. How may we help you?
Hi. Yeah, I was listening to your show, and I was wondering what's up with that fucking stuck-up prude bitch over there.
Oh, wow.
Is she going to give it up to you or what? Because I will.
And what's your name, caller? Name, age, location.
Jim.
Oh, click.
Wow, what happened to that guy?
I don't know. That's weird, huh?
Weird, huh?
Weird. Catrice Trujillo, 27. Wow. Mexican. Do Mexicans do meth?
They sure
I'm
do,
sure.
buddy.
Crack.
All right. Well, then, 27 faces a charge of child abuse resulting in serious bodily injury. So what about, like, the drug charge? Are you just going to let her off with a slap on the wrist for child abuse and not even do anything about the drug charge?
They're probably just not saying anything about it because the child abuse is a lot more important to them than the drug abuse. So
there's a lot of drug issues going on. Not so much child abuse anymore.
No, there's plenty. I mean, we read about it every day.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like the first 20 minutes of this episode, child abuse. Huh?
Yeah. Fuck me then. Well,
abuse
fuck
the
me.
Shit
hey,
out of
fuck
her.
Us all. All right. Fuck us all.
Sounds good.
Quote, methamphetamine could kill an adult, said Sonny Jackson, spokesman for Denver Police.
Fact.
Think about it. Fact.
Fact.
Methamphetamine.
Hey, hold on.
Do you have an actual fact?
Did you know that meth is a stimulant?
Yes.
That's all.
Okay, thank you.
That sucked.
That did suck. That was a sucky-ass fact, Sean. Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Okay, methamphetamine could kill an adult, he said. Think about a three-month-old baby taking this kind of drug. It's very, very hilarious.
I've seen younger babies take a lot more than that right in their vagina.
Have you?
Well, look at the fucking stories we read
about.
Were
you the one giving it to them?
No. Dirty. The arrest and search warrant said Trujillo told police she called 911 when she noted her baby, quote, shaking, and that, quote, his eyes had rolled back. Oh, wow. Tell her what she's won.
We got some smart people in the world.
Well, a free baby
do you
on
think
Craigslist
it's the whole thing like when
won.
You're when you're sitting around stoned and you have your dog and you're like, oh, let's get the dog stoned. It's the same thing with tweakers. They're sitting around, they're like, oh, I wonder what this baby would be like on meth, and then they do it and the baby's fucking shakes violently
and dies.
Either that or they take some meth and like, oh, dude, we could sell this baby on Craigslist for more money for
right.
meth.
That's just a whole new meaning for shaken baby syndrome. Half a point. Tests at the hospital found the baby was also, quote, bleeding from his stomach.
Wow.
That's what happens when you go too far. Quote, this was not a meth lab. Wow. Did you just get that one?
I did.
Wow, I get the other half to that first half point. Thank you. Wow. This was not a meth lab, Jackson said. This is not a situation where the child is accidentally crawling on the floor while they cook meth. This is a situation where truly the child did ingest the drug. Now, if you had a meth stash and it was like your last fucking line or bump or whatever, and your baby got into it, what would you do?
Beat the shit out of that fucking bitch for getting into it.
I second that.
Thank you, Brayden. Yes?
Gang violence all
gang
the way.
Violence.
All
right. Following or prior to the gang bang?
Probably at the same time, judging by the sounds of this situation.
Nice. The court document said Trujillo told police she did not breastfeed but used formula from a bottle. Thank you for sharing that with us. Denver's police's missing and exploited persons unit is investigating the case. And when they're done with that, they should come here and investigate another exploited person case. If you know what I mean.
I think I know what you mean.
All right. Investigators plan to search the home for any, quote, illegal controlled substances or containers used to package or hold illegal drugs. Quote, this child is in the care of social services at this time, Jackson said. We're fortunate this child is alive. In other news, Jackson's mother is glad she doesn't have the baby anymore. What are you laughing at? Wow, this is why we don't
Sean's
do the show with...
Sean's fisting to...
I'm trying...
Betty
okay.
fisting signals.
Check this. I'm trying to get this virgin to loosen up a little.
Wow.
With your fist?
So,
you gotta start
her, her mic's not on anymore, so I'm not gonna ask her, but...
That's right. She don't have much to say.
Yeah. And that's that. So, again, meth for 3 months old. Do you feel any differently now that we've finished the story?
I would have to say I'm for it because, you know what? Why not?
Why the fuck not? We can believe in fake shit. Why not give kids meth?
High
fuck
five,
it.
Buddy.
Fuck it. Yes.
High five.
Yes.
High five.
All the way.
If anything, give kids all the meth.
All
if you're
going to
give anyone meth, make it be the kids.
All right. Well, what do you got there, Brayden?
See, I got boy describes attack in library.
Library?
Library.
It's not where you go to attack.
No. Well.
Well.
Unless you're crafty.
And it's closed.
Unless you're in the porn section and you're attacking your penis.
Wait, the library has a porn section?
Ooh.
I don't know. I've never been to it. Maybe.
Well, I should fucking go to the library then.
You should find out for us since you don't have a computer. How do you jack off to porn? You have no computer. What the fuck
know,
do you
I got
do?
A pretty good imagination. I just imagine the hottest sex I've ever had.
Right.
So that three-year-old.
And I beat off violently.
Wow.
Violently?
Violently.
Like, it hurts sometimes.
It does, man.
Well, that's but how you know
good.
It's good.
Love hurts.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
It hurts.
And so does masturbation.
That's not love.
Oh, right. You love it, though.
You're making love to Pamela Anderson,
I sure
though.
Fucking do, and I Anderson. Sure do.
Wow, dude. Did you just make that up?
No, you never heard that?
I've never heard that.
That's double points.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your show. My bad.
He just loves ringing that bell.
I know.
Okay, I should read the story.
Please, do some news.
Probation for a convicted sex offender charged with raping a 6-year-old boy in a library was revoked.
I have a question for you, Brayden.
What?
When I ask you to print out stories for the show,
uh-huh.
Why does it always go back to molestation, rape, and or children?
Because I know that's what gets you hard when we do the show.
And you want me hard when we do this show?
Well, it's kind of unavoidable.
That is true.
Pressing issues.
Pressing them right up against my body.
I'm pressing my dick into these issues.
Wow. Okay.
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 I stopped mid-sentence. You need to quit cutting me off mid-fucking sentence.
I apologize.
All right. Revoked Thursday
I'm
after
sorry,
the judge
Braden.
Watched a videotape of the child saying it was like being attacked by a T-Rex and an alligator.
That's what that molestation was like?
Yep, that's what it's like.
Wow.
That's pretty brutal.
That is brutal. What do you think? Have you ever... Hey, Sean.
What are you doing?
Sean, focus.
Sorry.
Quit making fucking sex gestures towards the minor.
Please.
I can't.
That's
help
my
it.
Minor?
Yeah.
Back off.
Oh,
it's reserved.
You have
for
your
me.
Own locked away in the closet.
My bad. Didn't mean to be a CB. And for all you that don't know what a CB is, it stands for a cock blocker.
Wow.
She's kind of doing that for him, though.
Yeah, dude. The cock's blocked by the hymen, man.
It ain't a very strong block, buddy.
Wow. Okay.
Her bicycle seat begs to differ.
Wow.
Wow. I've heard stories of that before, that the girl's like, oh, I'm a virgin, and then you fuck her, and you're like, I actually know you weren't. She's like, oh, actually, I was, but
what about
I was
the
riding-
time your dad took you back into the tool shed when wow. you were younger?
That doesn't count.
No?
No.
I think that does.
Not if you're related. It's just like when your dad used to give you baths when you were younger.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. It wasn't as weird for you as it was for me, because it wasn't my dad, but you know.
Can I just say,
Okay, I'm going to read this.
Please continue.
Corey Saunders, 26, is accused of raping
raking
the boy.
Raking her leaves.
Yep. Raping the boy January 30th while the child's mother worked on a computer just outside the room and less than 10 feet away at the New Bedford Free Public Library.
Sounds like a country song, Raping the Boy.
Wow, but her mom was 10 feet away and this happened. Don't you think her motherly instinct would have let her know that, hey, your child's getting
She was probably
molested.
Too busy looking at porn with her fist in her cunt.
That'll happen.
That will happen.
That will. More than you know.
Let's see. At the time, Saunders was on probation after serving 4 years in prison for the attempted rape of a 7-year-old boy. He was sentenced to a maximum of 5 years in prison Thursday. You should go to prison your whole life or get your dick cut off.
At least.
I would prefer that they get their dick cut off and have to live in normal society like that. Because they can't rape anyone now, so what are they going
to
do?
I will agree with that, but after you cut the dick off, I would prefer to have them get fucked by their own dick.
Really?
Just to see what it's like. Like
cut
a tyrannosaurus.
Their dick off and just shove it in their ass
and
leave it
a,
there.
And come at them like a Tyrannosaurus and a crocodile.
Yeah, alligator.
You would make a great temp Satan.
Really?
That's very ironic.
Yeah, that is.
And deserving.
Especially because the others.
Poetic justice,
the
my friend.
Brought
poetic
to you by
justice.
The devil. The devil. The devil.
So, is that all?
No.
All right.
On the video, the younger boy spoke calmly and bluntly as he described how Saunders lured him in between bookshelves at the library's magazine room and raped him orally. Got face fucked.
Damn, son, you got face fucked. Holy shit.
You got pwned.
Pwned.
Quote, he said...
He pawned
wait,
that
wait,
noob.
Wait, get this. Quote, he said, can I touch you? And I said, no. And
no.
He went right in and touched me. And
no.
He was touching my privates, the boy said in response to questions from a child welfare officer.
Did they give them, like, the little teddy bear and was like, show me on the bear where he touched you?
In the cock.
Wait, sir, bring in the bear with the penis. Okay, much better.
The boy said Saunders first approached him as he sat at a table reading books in a magazine room.
What are you doing? Sorry, I was making blowjob faces at her.
You totally distracted me.
I'm sorry. That was for her, not you.
He and Saunders... You make me feel like shit, Matt.
I'm sorry.
Matt, you're a bad friend.
Right? I know. Brayden was the only 17-year-old in my life until she came along.
You cheating on me?
Maybe. We'll see how the night goes.
Okay.
We'll see if my dealer comes through on the roofies or not.
He and Saunders eventually went down.
I'll get those to you later tonight.
Damn it, I'm trying to read.
I'm sorry. Let's let Brayden read the news
stories.
We're fucking his
Let's
shit up.
Let's fucking finish the story.
Go.
He and Saunders eventually went down an aisle between bookshelves where he said Saunders raped him.
Wow.
After the boy said he dressed... And then I ran.
You know what the shitty thing is about this whole thing? This kid is never going to read books ever again.
Ever. He's never going to the library.
You might as well just kill him while you kill the molester, because this kid's fucked up.
See, that's why I'm all for rapists who kill the person they rape
right.
afterwards, because at least they're not going to be fucked up.
Well,
for the
they
rest
know.
Of the
they're
life.
Like, by what I'm doing here, I am going to fuck you up. Literally.
Literally.
Especially if you're seven.
And figuratively.
That's a harder one.
I know, right? Figuratively.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Well, that's about that.
All right.
Can I just say a quick thing here?
So, raping children in libraries.
I'm all for it as long as they kill them afterwards.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm against it.
What?
100%.
Why?
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 A library is no place to be raped.
It's as good as any.
Because what's going to happen?
He does have a point, though. I mean, you got to keep the kid quiet. People are
exactly.
going, shh, shh.
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
Hey, I'm trying to rape a fucking kid here. Fuck that shit. I agree with Sean.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
I'm about it. Well, not about it. I'm for it as long as it's not me or my kid. Figuratively.
Or in a library.
You would be even
or
more for it if it was your kid.
I'd be like, here, as long as you... Are you going to bring him back when you're done? Because I don't want him back. So,
yeah, you can have him as long
can
as you
can. Can you babysit him for the night? I got a hot date.
Oh, Hubert. Nice. What do you got for us, Sean?
Is it my turn to do
something? Yeah.
It's your turn.
Dude.
Are you too drunk to read?
No. Dude.
Would you honor us with doing some news?
I want to tear some news. Okay, folks, you're going to love this. Let's see here. Cops, colon.
Colon.
Hold on, I'm reading the headline. Cops, colon. Boulder man groped deceased sisters. Deceased, apostrophe S, sister at memorial.
Not diseased.
No.
Deceased.
Deceased.
Well, if she was
sisters.
Deceased, that would be gross.
But no,
right.
it's
but
not.
But as long as she's just dead, that's okay.
Yeah,
but
you're not going to get any lumps on your dick from fucking a corpse.
But
no,
that's the thing.
The herpes dies when
cold.
The corpse does.
That's the thing. It's not deceased sister. It's deceased sister.
Oh. Oh.
That's deceased apostrophe S,
well,
everybody.
Well, I'm intrigued.
Okay. Yeah, please go on.
Here we go.
Here we go.
A Boulder man was arrested early.
Does that mess you up?
It sure does.
Can you read that to my beatbox?
You know, I can, but I'll be very rhythmic. Let's try this out.
Yeah,
let's see how this goes.
All right, Ray.
A Boulder man was arrested early Thursday after he crashed memorial service, grabbed the breasts of the deceased woman's sister, and showed her mother pornographic pictures.
Word, son.
Okay. Check this out. Marlos Hernandez, 31, faces possible charges of unlawful sexual conduct, first-degree burglary, and harassment.
Harassment.
Her ass meant.
Meant it.
To be fucked.
That's right.
To be fucked. Yes.
Well, okay.
To be or not to be fucked.
when her...
That is the question.
Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of thine enemy's vagina. Sorry.
All right. So.
That's so sexual.
I know, right? This That's like the only part of Hamlet.
This fucking asshole Hernandez. He upset the mother of the woman who recently died.
Right.
Okay, other grieving guests became upset when this happened, and a physical confrontation ensued.
He should have beat off on her corpse afterwards, too.
Yeah.
That would have really got him
I
going.
I could beat off a corpse, no problem.
I could beat off at least 15 corpses.
Yes, you could.
You want to talk about beating off a stiff? Oh, thank you.
Point to you. Okay. Good job.
So let's see here. Hernandez was treated and released from Boulder Community Hospital for a cut to the face. And that's all he got after this whole thing.
Just, he got to grab dead titty and then a cut to the face?
He didn't grab
dead titty.
You think a dead
titty feels the same as a live one?
I don't know.
Other than being cold?
Does rigor mortis set in titties?
I don't know.
Yes. It probably feels like a fake titty.
Ah.
Probably.
Ah.
Yes. Stiffer.
Well, but he didn't grab a dead titty is the thing.
Oh.
Check this out.
Oh, wait.
Okay. Check this out.
Check.
Okay.
Check this shit
out. The lady who's died, her mother hosted the memorial gathering, and she told police she didn't know Hernandez, but wasn't suspicious when he came into her home because lots of people she didn't know have paid their respects, Huntley said. That's her name, Huntley.
Right.
Upon entering the apartment, Hernandez was first to the kitchen and put his arm around the deceased woman's teenage sister as to comfort her.
Always pick them young.
Hey. Sometimes they need comforting, and if they don't want to be comforted, you just...
Comfort?
Comfort? You just comfort
them all. Well,
my name's Gina Comfort.
Wow.
Okay. Where was it? Oh, yeah. And the woman told officers that this whole, you know, underage teenage breast grabbing thing made her uncomfortable.
Really?
Yes.
Go
really.
Figure.
That's
no
weird.
Way.
You think she'd be loving it?
Well, I know.
Yeah.
I
don't
mean,
they usually?
Girls are whores these days. You'd think she'd be like, no, like this, and then you know,
and then
puts
like,
her
oh.
hand where it should
oh,
go.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
So then after this guy Hernandez, he goes over to a display of pictures of the deceased, and he pulls out a cell phone.
His cock.
No, cell phone.
Cell phone.
Cock
now
would
have
been
hey, simmer down, bud.
Now Huntley, this woman's mother or whatever, said she thought she was going to take a picture of the shrine with his cell phone, Huntley said. But he showed the mother a pornographic picture instead.
Who carries around porn on their phone? I mean, seriously.
Me?
Okay.
Everybody?
Bad question.
Yeah, you don't ask him that question.
Ever.
Now that, Huntley said, upset the mother and her guests, who forced Hernandez outside and started fighting with him.
How do you think they did that? Like, they just kind of pushed him outside or what?
I think they were like, hey, pervy, let's go outside and fucking talk this out.
Probably. That's
well,
what you would
talk
say.
This out with my caucus out. Yeah.
Anyway, that. Ooh, nice. That's
thank
basically
you.
The gist of it. Pretty much, some people had some physical injuries, Huntley said, but all of them were minor.
Literally.
Literally. Boy, we're in, right. We're in for some real punishment tonight, aren't we, Matt?
Oh, we certainly are, Sean. Thank you. All right, moving
you're
right
welcome.
Along. Schoolboy dies after snorting a 1 pound bag of heroin that he thought was cocaine.
Oh,
wow. Now,
give that guy a fucking trophy.
Okay, I need to clarify this for you guys. 1 pound, not like 16 ounces.
Right.
1 pound, like $2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay, 1 pound.
Right.
Okay.
Like pound, like the money currency.
Yeah, that
right.
sucks.
Okay.
Pound like how you pound. Never mind.
Never mind. So, my first question is how much heroin could you get for $2? I mean, really? Enough to OD on?
Well, isn't 1 pound $2 American?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So we're going to talk in terms of real money. Well, real shitty money.
Yeah.
$2 of heroin. How much is that, really?
Like,
not even...
None?
None. You can lick the
you
baggie
probably,
it was in?
You could probably get a three-month-old off on it.
You can
but that's
see
about
it for $2.
Yeah. All right. So a schoolboy... Oh,
must
wow.
have been some dirty,
I love it
dirty
when they
heroin.
Start out like this. A schoolboy died... after snorting heroin, which he thought was cocaine. Thank you for reiterating the headline. Francis Clapham, 16.
Clap. Hold on. Clapham.
Clapham.
Awesome.
Possum. Clapham, 16, bought the drug for $2 from a teenager in a park, an inquest heard. But after sniffing the heroin with a friend, he collapsed and was taken to hospital where he was put on a life support machine.
What a bunch of fucking idiots. At least get your drugs right.
What
if
a
you're
bunch of
them.
Fucking pussies. If you OD on $2 worth of heroin, seriously?
Yeah, who cares if you snorted or not?
Seriously? I mean, that bitch in Pulp Fiction did like a fucking, at least a dime bag's worth, and she
was
okay afterward.
Line.
Yeah.
Well,
was.
After stabbing a fucking needle in her heart.
Okay. That's
which happened. had
adrenaline
in it.
Yes. It did.
And
yes.
That probably fucked
so
her up
even more.
So
if any of you come across a bum who is OD'd on heroin, simply inject adrenaline into them.
Straight into his heart.
You
into
need
the
a
heart.
Very big needle for that, though.
Yes, or yes. Your dick.
I carry one in my pants at all times.
A big needle, huh?
Wow. Thin and pointy. Well, I might have a hymen for you to bust later.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I bet it can inject some shit.
Yes, some serious shit. The drug caused organ failure, like when your piano breaks.
Organ failure?
Anything?
Organ failure.
Huh?
Can
thank
we get
you.
A ding for that?
Yes, we can.
Sorry, that was a pun.
Yes,
that
it
was clever.
Okay, thank you. Nyak, 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 waka, waka. Organ failure resulting in brain damage through oxygen starvation, and he died 2 months later. So... this wasn't instantaneous.
I guess he was alive for a while.
In a coma for 2 months.
So, $2 of heroin
caused
snorted,
this much brain damage?
Yeah, put him in a coma?
I don't think there was much brain to damage, honestly.
That's like $1 a month right there.
That is. That's a good habit. Fuck. The inquest heard that Francis, who did not have a history of drug taking or dealing or using his brain,
that they know of,
was drinking vodka with a friend in a park in Nelson, Lincolnshire, when he decided to buy the drug. Both teenagers collapsed after snorting the heroin. His friend made a swift recovery and was discharged from Blackpool Victoria Hospital because he was a junkie just 2 days later, but Francis, a pupil at Fishermore High School, died in May last year in Burnley General Hospital. Hey! What are you doing?
Talking about something else.
Wow.
Trying to get this virgin loosened up for you, buddy.
Thank you.
Oh!
Hit me up. Thank you very much. I don't think I need your help, though. That's why we're going to the bar. Yeah. Pathologist Dr. Naomi Carter told the inquest the schoolboy contracted MRSA.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you seriously just drop my... okay, that's fine. You can drop that.
That was the microphone.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You totally effed my story. The schoolboy contracted MRSA in the hospital and had a reaction to antibiotics, but would not have recovered from the brain damage he had already suffered. To me, it sounds like the hospital killed him and is blaming it on the heroin. They're like, he had brain damage anyway. He was going to be a vegetable. We kind of put him out of his misery.
Hmm. Well, that's a good thing then.
Hmm. Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm glad they did.
I wasn't sad about it, guys.
Oh, yeah, I could tell.
Okay.
Big fat on that one.
Mm-hmm. Francis's brother, Andrew, who's 19, said, quote, he thought it was cocaine and said that he and his friend had taken some. Quote, I only saw him taking a line of it, but he might have had some more in his pocket. We had an
argument. Probably not. It was $2.
I know, right? It's like, dude, that's
line,
it.
It was probably like fucking tiniest line you've ever seen.
Like
ever.
A half inch.
Like his dick. I would have.
My dick.
Like your dick. Yes. Wow. I would have.
Is it shaped like a tuna can?
It's like what? It's like a novelty. Tic Tac.
Wow, dude. Wow.
Like, really big Tic Tac.
And only half a calorie.
That's right.
Wow, dude. I totally forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. He thought he had some more in his pocket, but he only spent $2 on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, what I would have done to make more is mixed it with baking soda, maybe, and then had crack. Because, you know, $2 worth of crack goes a hell of a lot further than $2 worth of coke.
And would you smoke it off of tinfoil?
Oh, I guess you can't make crack out of heroin, can you?
No.
Never mind. Strike that from the record.
You can't turn a very good drug into such a shitty drug like that.
Like heroin?
Not heroin.
Like crack.
Oh, I was going to say, I'd rather have heroin than crack anyway.
Really? Right. I'd rather have crack, honestly. Okay, guys. Drug of choice. Matt?
Heroin.
Probably weed.
You're a pussy.
I would have to say...
Grow the fuck up.
I would have to say weed, but I guess if I had it my way, it would be cocaine.
Well, yeah.
Hold on. Betty, what's your drug of choice?
Jesus.
Life.
Jesus.
If I could choose a drug that I could do all the time, I would probably be mushrooms. But
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
I
couldn't do that every day.
Because you'll become a retard after
I'd
like
be
6 months.
Fucked in the
yeah,
head,
I mean,
right.
Look at me, dude. You ever been so high on shrooms that you think to yourself, you're like, man, this is the trip I'm not coming back from? And, like, you try and go to sleep, and you wake up, and you're still kind of tripping.
I've never tried sleeping.
Really?
When I'm tripping.
You just let it totally wear off?
You know,
well, not totally, but I let it wear off.
Okay, question follow-up. Have you ever had sex on mushrooms?
No.
Because that shit will blow not. Your really? Mind and your load.
You know, the first time
I... don't think I would want to.
Really?
That may be scary.
It's nuts. It is so cool, though.
The first time I ever did mushrooms...
You had
was
sex?
Was thanks to you, buddy.
Oh, hey, you're welcome, buddy.
It was cool.
Don't call me buddy, guy.
I won't. I almost...
Don't call me guy,
honestly,
friend.
Can I share this little tidbit friend, really quick?
Yes.
Is
it going to incriminate me any further?
No, it's not, okay. But it will incriminate me.
Because I think we have enough evidence here.
Okay, well...
It doesn't even matter at this point
I know,
how much
right?
you've been incriminated.
It's a good
whatever.
Thing no one really gives a fuck.
It's a good thing this is all made-up content for
that's
the show.
Right, and these names are not real.
No. My name's not really Matt.
So anyway.
It's Matthew.
Matt. Mm. Oh. Matt. The first time I did shrooms, I did a lot. I had a good trip. Except for around the end, I kind of went into a delusional, psychotic, serial killer fantasy.
Do you know what that's called?
What's it called?
Ego death.
Is it really?
You get to the point where your ego just gets completely destroyed and you just turn into mush pretty much. You don't know what the fuck to
do. Let's put it this way. I basically thought about murdering my own friend, which scared me.
Is your friend a douchebag?
No, he's my buddy, but he is kind of a douchebag.
Well,
but he's my buddy.
That'll happen.
You know, I love him like a brother, you know. So I went around my apartment hiding all my scissors and knives for myself. This is a true story, guys. I'm telling you, if you have a bad trip, just go sit in a fucking room by yourself. Don't go around your apartment hiding knives and scissors because you're afraid you're going to murder your best friend.
If you have a bad trip, email info@thejamhole.com. I'll talk you through it because I'm good at that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I don't know why I interrupted you.
I don't know either, but that was a good story. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Let's see. I only saw him taking a line of it, but he might have had some more in his pocket. We had an argument about the drugs, and he stormed out. The argument went a little something like this. You paid $2 for what? You dumb fuck. And then he died.
I wish I could get heroin for $2.
Yeah, right? No, you don't. I handed the rest of the package to the paramedics. What the fuck? There is no rest of the package. $2. Seriously. He did it and then died. What? He's like, oh, well, here's what it came in.
Yeah, if you get $2 of heroin, you're doing the whole $2 worth.
Fuck. This is why kids shouldn't do drugs. Right there.
Well, this is why they should do them, so they'll die.
Oh, good point. I retract my previous statement. Mr. Morris added, who the fuck is Mr. Morris? Oh, Detective Constable Neil Morris of the police said officers initially thought that Francis and his friend had been the victim of an assault in the park, but further inquiries disproved this theory, and they decided that they were just ripped off. Mr. Morris added,
like
quote,
deal.
The drug was bought for £1 to £2 in the park. Francis and his friend thought it was cocaine, which is why they snorted it, because you can't snort heroin. That's stupid. Recording a verdict of accidental death, East Lancashire coroner Richard Taylor said, quote, it was clearly an accident that he took a substance which he had no idea would end in his death. That is so stupid. That is such a dumb excuse. They're like, oh, it wasn't his fault. He went down to the shady side of town and bought what he thought was coke. And it's also not his fault. He can't tell the fucking difference between coke and heroin.
That's what you get for going out and doing it.
If I bought a bag of coke and it was brown, I would be like, no, dude, take this shit the fuck back.
It's like, did you poo in this or is this
seriously?
Not coke?
Oh, it's heroin. Oh, well, then can I have another? Thank you. Recording it was in quote, it was entirely down to the heroin he died. What a
Hey,
I'm done with British
we
people
keep
and
that
their
for the
stupid
book.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Fucking Brits.
I'll take that.
One more thing on how to, you know, not live your life. Don't buy coke don't buy coke and, you know, mistake it for heroin.
Oh, there's another page to this story.
Oh, really? You rip it off.
I know. Well, I want to kind of read this.
Okay,
here.
Go ahead.
Magistrates told him they believed he had not willfully intended to cause harm to the schoolboy. This is after they found the guy that admitted supplying heroin and possessing the drug with intent to supply. He had no knowledge of drugs and had shown remorse. So if you just basically played dumb and show remorse, you can get off with anything. Or get off on anything. That's weird.
I don't know.
Huh. And then after that, apparently all you have to do is ask God for forgiveness and it's good to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
He is ever loving and ever forgiving, Matt.
This is true.
He will even forgive you.
Yes. So does Santa Claus for all the naughty things I've done.
No, Santa Claus don't forgive nobody.
No. Nope.
Yes. Santa Claus is a dick.
Jesus on
Santa
the other
Claus
hand
needs
will.
Viagra. I bet he would be much happier.
He does.
The court was told that Francis's parents, Keith and Diane, had requested that the youth was spared custody over the incident. One friend who set up a website in memory of the schoolboy, we need to find this website, quote, he was a nice lad. He always had a big smile on his face because he was always fucked up on drugs. He made me laugh a lot. Drug charities and police said Francis's death should send a warning to other teenagers about the dangers of drug use. This warning is don't buy shit you don't know what is.
And don't snort heroin.
Right. You inject heroin. You snort coke or meth.
Well, he thought it was
or
coke.
Or pixie
See,
sticks.
This is why they have
pixie sticks.
This dare. Is why they have like dare.
Right.
Yes.
This is what heroin looks like, and this is what coke looks like. Oh, my bad. Here,
I've been
trade
buying
me.
The wrong
trade
shit.
Me back. Wow, no wonder I always got all jittery when I did heroin. Weird. Harry Shapiro of DrugScope said, quote, this is a complete and utter tragedy for the family and friends of the individual involved. It just serves as a warning about the dangers of using heroin.
The dangers of being too stupid to know what you're buying.
Right? Fucking retards. Well, that's nice. Just set that anywhere.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Fucking just keep dropping that.
So, 54 minutes in here, episode 19 of the Jam Hole.
So, are you for or against teens snorting heroin?
Well, if it's going to kill the dumb ones, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Sean?
I concur.
Betty? She's giving me the big nod. Yes, she is also for it.
All right.
And the thumbs up.
Yeah. Two thumbs out. Get them in there. Like, yeah.
Wow.
That was more of a visual thing. What do you got there, Braden?
This story comes from Florida, our most fucked up state.
Our most fucked up state, Florida! Ah!
America's Wang.
Wow.
Thank you.
This one is called Florida Teens Believe Drinking Bleach Will Prevent HIV.
Well,
some teens also believe Mountain Dew will stop pregnancy.
So far, I see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so far.
That's what I've been told.
Another myth is that Florida teens also believe that smoking marijuana will prevent a person from getting pregnant, Local 6 reported. Yeah, right.
We all know that's fake,
More
right,
More likely to get pregnant because you're fucking baked.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I can't buy weed anymore, because all my money goes to child support because of that one fucking rumor. Motherfuckers.
Damn it.
God.
State lawmakers said the myths are spreading because of Florida's abstinence-only sex education, Local 6 reported.
No, the myths are spreading because everyone in Florida is apparently a fucking retard.
Well, it is our most fucked up state.
I've been to Florida, and I'm going to back up Matt on this. People down there are pretty fucking dumb.
Do you think it's because it's so hot it just cooks their brain and it just mush?
I think it's a societal thing.
A societal thing?
Yes.
Thank you. Anytime. So.
They are proposing a bill that would require a more comprehensive approach.
Like, stop believing rumors you hear?
Yeah, quit believing in shit that's obviously false.
Dude,
yeah, I'm going to drink bleach. And
I hear if you suck your own dick, it gets rid of the warts. Okay?
That's not true, by the way.
That's how rumors get started.
I know this for a fact.
Okay.
Yeah, take it from Sean.
You got to cut them off. Seriously. Seriously, guys.
Burn them off.
Oh, right.
Hot needle.
Right.
Duct tape.
With heroin in it, preferably.
Yes,
preferably.
Or cocaine if you're, you know, into that.
Well.
It would still require teaching abstinence, but students would also learn about condoms and other methods of birth control and disease prevention. So it's because they're so repressed that they just don't know any better.
So
there.
They're like,
exactly.
You can still drink the bleach, but we would want you to put a condom on and or pull out.
See, this is what happens when you try and protect people from the true things of this world. You can't teach them one thing and then leave out the whole story because they wind up just being fucking stupid.
So I say start rumors like this. The idiots will believe it, die, and then whoever's left obviously didn't believe it, and that's how
survival of the fittest.
Natural selection.
Yeah, natural selection.
Well,
too.
I guess for natural selection we'd have to use something not bleach, because bleach isn't natural, is it?
Well, but then let's go with survival of the fittest.
It does Thank kill you. HIV though.
That is true.
But
Fact.
It will kill you.
Fact. Well, that's half the battle right there.
I guess so.
I know so.
You can kill your HIV by shooting yourself in the head. Next rumor.
That's right. And you can get rid of your cancer by jumping off tall buildings.
How about this? You can get rid of HIV by having unprotected sex.
With as many people as you can.
Yes.
At once,
please.
Preferably. While doing intravenous drugs and taking the Lord's name
in vain. Just make sure you say you're sorry before you die.
Exactly.
Exactly. So was that it for that story?
That was it.
They didn't say, like, anybody died because of it. They're just kids going around drinking bleach. So you know which ones have AIDS because they have, like, a little white ring around their mouth.
They got a bleach mustache.
They either have AIDS or they just got done sucking someone off. Great. What do you have, Fawn?
Well, if they just got done sucking someone off, they probably have AIDS.
I'm cool. Be cool.
All
right. Great. Thanks.
All right. I got something good for everybody here. Okay. I'm not going to read the headline. You're just going to have to figure this out as I go.
Okay, can I make up the headline? We'll play a game. We'll make up the headline.
Okay, I'm going to show you a picture of this guy, and you tell me what you think the headline should be. Ready?
Child molester takes own life and babies. I don't know.
Close enough.
All right.
Okay.
What do you think?
Now read the headline.
Okay.
Now you got to tell them what the
three
real
children
is.
Found home alone in filthy conditions.
Yours was better.
Yeah. Fuck it. Can we just pretend?
Can
he
we read
raped
your story?
I would love.
Let me
I
tell you a little story.
No. I would love to make that up, but I'm going to read this.
But this is doing some news, and news is true.
Dude, I'm doing some news.
Okay.
News.
Do it.
All right.
Do it.
Moon Township, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Okay. A father's behind bars accused of leaving his three young children home alone.
Home Alone or Home Alone 2 or Home Alone 3?
Home Alone.
Home Aloner.
Oh, wow. Okay. Police said Chad Victor Braun left his three children alone inside a Moon Township home. Investigators said the children ages 1, 3, and 4 were living in horrible conditions. According to the criminal complaints, the kids were home alone, naked, and had severe redness and irritation on their bodies.
They probably deserved it. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Hey, the 4-year-old was probably left in charge. So if anything, that kid is being disrespectful by not following his father's orders.
Exactly.
And that child will get beat severely.
I would hope so.
By this guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably with his dick, though.
As soon as he gets out of jail.
Well, the children were reportedly eating uncooked food and frozen french fries. Guys, four against frozen french fries.
Hey, I'm for it, man. That shit's good. That's like tater tots and shit. What does those kids complain about? It's better than fucking ramen.
See, they weren't complaining.
At least they got some protein. Oh, they weren't complaining.
It was the dumbasses that found them that were like, oh, that's fucked up. You shouldn't be eating that. But the kids are like,
I like it. Wow.
Okay. Where was it? Oh, yes. Moon Police Chief Leo McCarthy said, horrendously filthy. Horrendously filthy. Mattress overturned. Filthy. The sink. The sink completely filthy. Piled with dishes and filthy stuff. There's one filthy toilet in the filthy house, and it was filthily non-functional and filthy.
I love this guy's vocabulary.
Wow. I know, right? And it was the worst, most filthiest thing I've ever seen.
Literally.
Police also found two pieces of rubber tubing tied around both bedroom doors.
Condoms?
Possibly. That's kind of tube-shaped.
Yes, it is.
It is kind of tube-shaped.
Tube steak. Tube-shaped.
Got it. That's going in the next rhyme.
Tube-shaped for your tube steak. It's right. Tube great.
For your tube eight.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Investigators.
What?
Investigators?
Finish that OE.
Investigators believed it was put there to keep the children from getting in or out of the rooms.
Well, that's I could see that.
I mean, not bad.
Sometimes
kinda makes sense.
You can't afford to always go buy doorknobs with locks on them, so you use what you have around. Hey, you know why he had the tubing around? Probably he was wrapping up his arm.
Exactly.
He wasn't snorting it.
That's right. No. See,
he was doing it the right way.
Yeah.
This guy's a little smarter.
That's right. Okay, so the children were examined at a children's hospital and diagnosed as being malnourished.
Really?
One even had a ringworm.
Wow. Where did he get a ringworm?
Probably from the filthy, filthy house.
Literally.
We got him doing it now.
Well, I love that. I do that when I'm at work. They're like, how are you? I'm like, good. They're like, good. I'm like, yeah, it is good.
Literally.
Always a character.
I know. Always in character.
That's great.
It is.
We love it.
Continue.
Viva la Matt.
Emphasis on the cunt.
Yes.
In you.
Okay, so Braun remains in the Allegheny County Jail.
Good way to sound that one out.
Yes. Yeah. Charged with three counts of child endangerment and
and
his children
mm-hmm.
are in foster care.
Oh, which I'm sure is going to be a step up, because they're going to go out from that shit into being locked in a little fucking cage.
Right, by some foster parents that are just there for the check.
Or molested by some mustachioed fucking brown-haired dude named G-Hoff.
G-Hoff? Jack G-Hoff? All right.
And that's it for that snooze.
All right, well... shit, should we just end this, or should we do this, story here?
Your call.
Okay.
I still got one more.
You know,
we could go to half hour.
I got one more that I really want to do.
Okay, fuck it. Let's do it.
Dude, I have 10 more I really want to do. Oh, what were we talking about?
I don't know. So, you want to tell us a little bit about Jasmine?
I don't know what to say.
Oh, I don't know either.
There's really not much to say about it.
Her and Betty over there have something in common.
What's that?
They're both 17.
That's true.
But are they both virgins?
I think you actually...
Are they both virgins, Braden?
I don't think so.
Does your friend Jasmine listen to this show?
She has listened to it, but I don't think she does regularly.
Okay, that's
good. I think
good
you pissed
you.
Her off when you're like, is this the girl you were talking about?
And you pissed her off when you're like, no, that was a different girl I was talking about.
Well, actually, she was texting me after...
She's like, what other girl, you motherfucker?
No, she was like, it's like, so what were you telling him about me? I'm like, nothing, it was someone else. She's like, seriously?
Girl.
I'm like, seriously.
Seriously and literally.
Literally.
That is the most... Oh my god, that was such a visual. Holy shit, wow. Sean.
I did not need to see that
part
of you, Sean.
Well, my headline here is The School Crotch Inspector.
I'm having nightmares tonight.
I would watch a movie called The School Crotch Inspector myself in the dark.
With your hand in your pants.
With my hand in Betty's pants.
It sounds like it would make a great t-shirt.
Well, that couldn't be by yourself then.
Oh, right. You got me.
I did.
There are two kinds of people in the world. The kind who think it's perfectly
reasonable. Dicks and assholes.
You see,
sometimes
dicks
fuck assholes. You gotta be careful so they don't get shit all over your dick.
Shit all over your dick. Okay. Oh, my God.
Continue, man.
Okay. Two kinds of people in the world. The kind who think it's perfectly reasonable to strip search a 13-year-old girl suspected of bringing ibuprofen to school.
And the kind that love to do it.
And the kind who think it's mandatory. And the kind who think those people should be kept as far away from children as possible.
Fucking get as many children around them as possible, as many as possible. Stick them in a fucking elementary school, see what happens.
Strip searching for ibuprofen, though? That seems dumb.
Well, it's just an excuse to strip
you
searcher.
Think?
Yeah, obviously.
We heard, Betty, that you have some illegal substance hidden next to the hymen.
Yeah, you're holding out on us.
I'm going to have to check it out, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting the thumbs up.
Hey.
All right. The first group includes officials at Safford Middle School. The first group. Okay, so the first group is people who think it's perfectly reasonable to strip search a 13-year-old girl.
I think Sean just cut back from taking a shit.
Did you dump?
No,
okay.
I didn't dump.
Thank you
for asking.
So, Sean, apparently there are two kinds of people in this world. Did you hear that? The kind who think it's perfectly reasonable to strip search a 13-year-old girl suspected of bringing ibuprofen to school.
And the kind that think it's mandatory.
No, and the kind who think those people should be kept far away from children. Which kind of person are you?
You know,
ibuprofen's some serious shit, man.
Seriously, you don't have to fuck
word
up.
On the street is, you crush that shit up and put it in your asshole, oh man, you are fucked.
So if you shove someone's dick in your asshole, you're pretty fucked,
but that
too.
Doesn't get you high except for the pain rush. Gross.
Adrenaline.
Right.
In answer to your question.
Yes.
Now it's my turn to fucking talk.
Please.
I think,
us.
I think that I would have to be the second kind.
That say no?
The one
that's
mandatory?
Hold on.
Okay.
I don't believe in cross-searching young girls for Tylenol unless I'm the one doing the cross-searching.
Check. So
there's
what if it wasn't ibuprofen? What if it was
something good?
Marijuana.
It doesn't matter what it is.
If it was marijuana or something, their clothes are getting fucking...
In that. There's the quote.
There doesn't
have
to be anything.
All right. The first group includes officials at Safford Middle School. So these are the people that think it's okay to strip search 13-year-old girls. Officials at Safford Middle School in Safford, Arizona.
Sounds about right.
Right. Who in 2003 forced 8th grader Savannah Redding to prove she was not concealing Advil in her crotch
or
cleavage.
Hey,
Hey, prove it.
Prove
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Since when has Advil become a controlled substance that justifies a thorough and deep crotch searching?
Since 13-year-old girls started sucking dick for it.
Awesome.
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 Okay. So we believe, Betty, that you have illegal Never mind. Let's see. It also includes two judges on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit who last fall ruled that the strip search did not violate Savannah's Fourth Amendment rights, though in closed doors they agreed that it did violate her pride.
Her yes. privates.
Her privates. Wow. The full court, which recently heard oral arguments in the case, now has an opportunity to overturn that decision and vote against a legal environment in which school children are conditioned to believe government agents have the authority to subject people to yeah,
what's
to invasive, humiliating searches on the slightest pretext. That's effed in the A. Yeah. Effed in the underage A.
Yeah, totally effed.
Safford Middle School has a zero tolerance policy that prohibits possession of all drugs, including not just alcohol and illegal intoxicants, but prescription medications and over-the-counter remedies, quote, except for those for which permission to use in school has been granted. So she basically should have asked first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had permission.
Right.
Fucking
so they're like, they find like tampons and douches and they're like, well, we're going to have to strip search you now because you didn't ask my permission.
Is that a drug though?
So who gave them permission to search her crotch?
They did.
Yeah, they gave themselves permission.
Are they the man?
I think so.
Did they run the fucking show?
Yeah, they're actually judges in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit.
Well, I guess if you have your hand in somebody's crotch, you're probably in charge.
Yep, probably.
Probably.
You're Charles in charge.
Exactly.
Point. Let's see. Safford Middle School has a zero tolerance policy that prohibits, and I just read that. Yeah. No, I didn't.
Oh.
Except for, okay, fuck me. In October 2003, acting
You're bombing,
on it,
buddy.
I know. It's. I'm done.
Hey,
dude.
You want to just call
fuck
it?
You. Just walk away. No. In October 2003, acting on a tip, Vice Principal Kerry Wilson found a few 400 milligram ibuprofen pills, each equivalent to two over-the-counter tablets.
That's hardcore.
Man, 400 mils of ibuprofen? That would fuck my world up.
Fuck you up.
Wow. You guys, what are you guys doing after this? You want to go to Smith's and get some Ibu?
You know,
it's a word on the street is Ibu. It's where it's at.
Ibu?
Yeah, we're going to have an Ibu party.
I do have a bad headache, so yes.
Is it a headache this big? wait, that would be Excedrin.
Yes.
Never mind. All right. Let's see. Okay, 400 milligram tablets and one non-prescription naproxen tablet.
Ooh.
What the fuck's naproxen?
I don't know, but it sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Wait, it's
non-prescription. How good could it possibly be, really?
I don't know.
Yeah. In the pockets of a student named Marissa, who claims Savannah was her source. So apparently Savannah was the little whore
selling the dope.
Yeah.
Selling the hardcore drugs to kids.
That's fucked up, man. Savannah, an honors student with no history of disciplinary trouble or drug problems, said she didn't know anything about the pills and agreed to a search of her backpack.
Her cunt pocket.
What about her front pack?
Wow, that is the cunt pocket.
That is a cunt pocket.
Like front pocket?
Yeah.
Do I have
cunt
pocket?
Fuck.
Yeah. It's just a fucking big.
Forget.
I don't know.
It's a good pun.
I give up.
That's right.
Good pun.
Which turned up nothing incriminating. Wilson nevertheless instructed a female secretary to strip search Savannah under the school nurse's supervision.
Oh, and as we all know, most
school nurses are dykes.
And yep. School nurses are dykes.
Right.
She's like, I'm going to supervise this.
Bend over.
That'd be a scary nurse voice, I'm going to be
right.
honest.
I need another cigarette.
Sounds like the lunch lady.
More slop.
How you doing today, darling?
Oh, God. let's see. She strips her Savannah, the school nurse, they didn't even bother contacting the girl's mother.
They just fucking searched her?
Yeah, I mean, you contact the mother, mom's gonna be like, no. So you gotta do it first and then be like, oh, by the way, mom, your daughter may or may not still be a virgin. But
we
she
just
had,
broke her hymen.
But she had drugs. So that's okay. Cause drugs are bad.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you. The secretary had Savannah take... Oh, here's where it gets hot. Really? Are you ready, guys?
I'm turned on.
The secretary had Savannah take off all her clothing except her underwear. Then she told her to, quote, pull her bra out and to the side and shake it,
oh God,
exposing her breasts, and pull her underwear out at the crotch and shake it, exposing her pelvic area.
Yes!
Sometimes
you're making me hot.
Check this out. This is the best part of this whole thing.
I'm gonna blow it on this.
Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference.
Oh, it's hard.
It's hard to tell the difference between drug warriors and child molesters. I always get my drug warriors and chomos mixed up.
Definitely, always.
It's really tough when you go down to the corner. And you're like, hey, can I get like $20 worth of crack? And they're like, sure. Here's an 8-year old.
Oh my God! Oh,
thank you.
You may have just won the game.
Thank you very much.
Wow, dude! Wow, that was
so. Is that about it?
No. Quote: I was embarrassed and scared. Savannah said in an affidavit. Thank you. But it felt like I would be in more trouble if I did not do what they asked. Betty, you need to take a note from this. You will be in more trouble if you don't do what you're asked.
Or told.
Got
or
it.
Forced.
Or told. Or, or forced. Thank you, Sean.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Just listen.
Wow. I held my head down so they could not see. I was about to cry. She called it the most humiliating experience I've ever had.
Yeah, but...
So far.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, a couple
just wait
years,
till you grow up a little more.
Yeah, right.
A couple years in college, guys, are going to be doing that every
Man,
Friday
if
night.
I had a nickel.
If I had a nickel.
Wow, I'd have a shitload of nickels.
I would have a nickel.
Later, she recalled the principal, Robert Beeman, said, quote, he did not think the strip search was a big deal because he's a huge perv.
Because, no, he was
because he did not find anything. Literally. Nothing. The U.S. Supreme Court has held that a public school official's search of a student is constitutional if it is, quote, justified at its inception and, quote, reasonably related in scope to the circumstances which justified the interference in the first place. That's a technical foul. Interference number 69.
Negative 50 yards.
First down. Oh, fuck. I don't even like sports.
Wow. I definitely don't like
those
football.
Are all sexual terms, though.
That's true. First down. Wow.
Well, you can turn, you know, any sport into a sexual.
Like, I can.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay, what about badminton?
Badminton?
That's it right there.
Wow, you just found one.
Yeah, that all was right. It.
Is that even a real sport, really?
You know, it's not.
If badminton's considered a sport, then jerking off is as well.
Oh, dude.
Dude, that's totally a sport.
It is.
The Olympics.
It's a national
the
pastime.
The jack-off Olympics.
How far can you bust it? The long distance
we
come.
Would be bringing home the golds.
I wouldn't. I can't. Literally. Mine just kind of like speckles out.
Wow. Dude, you got to hold it until you can't hold it anymore.
Just, until
and
it just explodes.
That's how you get the distance. Yeah. I'll show you later.
Okay.
Wow. When Wilson ordered the search, the only evidence that Savannah had violated school policy was the uncorroborated accusation from Marissa, a lying whore, who was in trouble herself and eager to shift the blame. Even Marissa, who had pills in her pockets, not her underwear. What? Oh, my God.
That's where they should have been.
Why does that even matter? The pills were in her pockets, not up her cooch. Okay? Just saying,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah. We checked the pockets last.
You think if they're in her pockets already, you don't think she's going to have more stashed up in
right.
there?
Right. First come, first serve, man. Mm.
Wow. First cunt, first serve.
So much for common
first
sense.
First come. First serve.
First come, yeah.
Thank you. I had it right the first time. Savannah, who was closely supervised after Wilson approached her.
Oh, I closely supervised that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, perv. Did not have an opportunity to stash contraband. Wow. As the American Civil Liberties Union puts it, quote, there was no reason to suspect that a 13-year-old honor roll student with a clean disciplinary record had adopted drug smuggling practices associated with international narco trafficking, or to suppose that other middle school students would willingly consume ibuprofen that was stored in another student's crotch, end quote. Wow.
That's awesome.
Well, if I had pills up Betty's crotch, would you consume them if I tried to sell them to you and they smelled a little off? No?
It depends if they were still in her crotch while I was consuming them.
Because if they were still in her crotch, you would consume the shit out of them.
I would consume the whole damn crotch, personally. Depends how it goes later.
I have no rebuttal.
I got nothing.
No.
Wow. The invasiveness of the search also has to be weighed against the evil it was aimed at preventing. It's ibuprofen, adult.
So evil.
Ibuprofen. You don't get high from this shit. It's a placebo, in case you did not know. Adults, please. This is going in the book. Oh, God. I'm done with this.
All right.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. And yes, I'm going to.
Will you?
Yes.
Are you going to fuck
it? So, yeah, I think an hour 30 will be good for this show. Right. What do you got there? We each got one more story. Yes, Sean?
This one's good.
Oh, wait.
Brayden, you go ahead.
Wait.
Yeah, we'll speed
wait,
through these.
Guys, hey, before we end, smuggling ibuprofen into schools in 13-year-olds' crotches, yay or nay?
Yay.
I'm going to have to say yes.
Yippee I'm going to have to say not ibuprofen, but something a little better, yes.
Can I just read the headline of this one at least before we shut down?
Why don't you go first?
Okay.
Because we're going to get to these last two. So just
cosmetic castration banned in Bangkok.
Bangkok?
That's
hey,
right.
What's the capital of, where is it? Thailand.
Bangkok!
Oh! Goal!
Okay, since we're running long, I'll just summarize this.
We're always running long.
Well,
we're
not me.
Running.
I walk long. Oh, sorry.
So basically, down in Thailand, all these health chiefs and doctors and political officials have banned the operation of castrating ladyboys' testicles. Boys that want to be women, they castrate the testicles.
What is this, boys that were born with balls and a pussy?
No, it's just boys that
they
are
can
like,
just
hey,
go fuck themselves.
I want to be a chick so that way I'm not gay when I get fucked by another guy.
That's true. That is true.
They call it the third sex.
Right. The shim. So this must have gotten just way out of control for it to get such attention like this.
Well, it says here that in a letter to 16,000 private health units, the public health ministry said doctors performing the operation outside formal sex change therapy, which requires rigorous physical and mental evaluation of the patient.
Right, they make sure because once the snip-snip, tie-tie.
There's no going back.
Not reversible.
Yeah, right.
No.
Well, wait, because then you're a woman, so then can't you get a sex change back into a man?
You know what? Once your balls are snipped off, you're just nothing anymore.
Well, let's put it this way.
You're not a woman.
You ever
nothing.
Draw a picture and then you erase it and redraw it so many times that you can't tell what
the fuck it is? It's all fucking smeared from the eraser.
That's kind of what it is.
You see little remnants of what was there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But anyway.
When they do that, though, don't they slit the sack and form pussy lips with it?
Well, you know,
that's
weird. I wouldn't
Could
know.
Could you imagine fucking an inside-out ball sack? Sean?
You know, I could imagine it, but I don't want to.
Wow.
So anyway, senior health officials Tara Chinakarn admitted that policing the temporary ban might be difficult as cosmetic removal of the testicles was such a quick operation and very easy to conduct in secret.
Right. You could just use, on Distorted View, Tim always talks about the equine horse castrator. It's this thing you put on your Makita drill, and it's basically like a big long string. And you put the string around the horse testicles, or the human lady man testicles, and
lady
you pull the trigger, and it just spins the string until the balls just fall off.
Yeah.
The equine horse castrator.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Buy those on eBay.
You probably can. I want one now. I would go around just so I could castrate stuff.
Really? So apparently,
like the dogs that are always at the park, I would just like chase after them with this.
You gonna try and piss on our golf course? Not anymore.
You ever seen a dog with like way bigger nuts than he should probably have?
Like bigger nuts than me or you?
Yeah,
yeah. Like you're envious of his
bigger
nuts,
than our fists.
But you and then you're like, man, those are some huge nuts. Yes, I do.
You're fucking daydreaming about
it. Just
dog
makes
nuts.
Me want to run up behind the dog and take like a stick and try to poke his nuts into his butthole. That's what I. Yeah,
it's a tough fit, man.
It is.
Well, anyway, so basically, yeah,
I spit on it first.
Oh yeah. Loogie or just straight,
just
clear?
Straight, whatever.
Clear
I got.
Shit,
whatever.
Yeah,
I got.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so they banned cosmetic castration in Bangkok. How is that for a pun?
That's irony at its best.
Is it irony?
It is, because that's where everyone goes for cheap sex changes.
And that's what it says right here in this article, apparently.
Wow. And that is why they're making it so you can't.
And according to this, it's hard to track down the doctors that do this, as it only takes 15 to 20 minutes to have the surgery.
Because they do it at, like, rest stops and
well,
shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's a very sterile environment to be in, but
yeah.
Really.
The ladies. Bathroom.
Yeah.
It's not hard to take a pair of scissors and cut some nuts off.
You go in there and there's just like a huge pile of nuts. You're like, I want those nuts.
These nuts?
No, those nuts.
Oh. Okay.
So, hey, yo, did D's get at you the other day?
What's that, brother?
D's nuts!
Oh, snap, mofo. So anyway, however, at the lower end of the market, clinics have responded to demand from teenage boys to look more like girls by posting internet advertisements offering castration for as little as 4,000 baht or $125
How
American.
Appealing is
That's
that?
That's entrapment right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, when a guy has his balls removed and then you think it's a lady but it's actually a dude. That's total entrapment.
Well, that's the latest dick and ball news in Bangkok. So.
Dick and balls in Bangkok. Wow, dude. That should have been the only story we read tonight, because
yeah,
that had
one.
It all. All right, last one. Please enlighten me.
I have daycare locked down after man found impaled by pole.
Oh, and what is that?
What kind of pole?
Brutal. Brutal. Brutal.
Another man's pole?
Okay.
I could impale some bitches with my pole, I gotta say.
Just because it's so sharp.
I couldn't. Jesus. It'd be like poking him with a tack.
A tic-tac.
Annoying, but not painful.
A tic-tac-toe.
Damn it.
Oh, God. Please. Let's
finish a daycare
this.
In New York elementary school was under lockdown this morning after a bizarre incident in which a man was found dangling from a tree and impaled by a metal stake.
Wow.
That's fucking
yeah.
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
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 Right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
A parent dropping off a child on Raywood Public School in New York Mills Road and Victoria Park Avenue area.
Is that like dropping
wait,
Browns
wait
off at the pool?
Where in
dropping
New York
the Cosbys
is this?
Off at the pool.
Where in New York is this?
Wait, I got a good one.
I don't know.
I think I lived there one time.
Really?
I think that's in Boston Spa.
Could be.
Dropping
maybe
the slaves off in the cotton field. Have
it.
You heard that one?
No.
That's a good one.
Thank you, though.
All right.
That would be pooping your pants,
it
though.
Would be.
Okay, gotcha.
Dropping the slaves
just
off in the
sure.
cotton field. If you ever shit your pants, that's what you say.
Wow.
Called 911.
After or before you say, oh, fuck.
It's like, oh, I just dropped the slaves off in the cotton field.
Wow. That never gets old, ever.
Call.
I mean, really, it's like 200 years
Let's
later.
Let's fucking get through the story,
okay,
K-Man.
Go, go,
okay?
I'm done, go.
All right.
Please.
Called 911 after spotting the man hanging from a small tree at the back of school around 7:30 a.m. Toronto police say, Toronto police? I thought this was New York.
Well, you just lied to all of our listeners.
It says New York Elementary.
Okay. Maybe
it's
Toronto, New York. I don't fucking know. Who cares?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Okay, when emergency crews arrived on the scene, they found the man, believed to be in his 40s, impaled through his rectal area. Well, isn't that how you get impaled?
Popsicle.
That's bad. That's not impalement. That's penetration.
That is full-on penetration.
Yeah, you're reamed out after that point.
Wow.
By one of the metal posts that were supporting the young tree at its base.
That's oh my God. Could you imagine, like, you drop your kids off and the kids just, like, that's the first thing they see is this dude with a big pole up his ass just, like, twitching around and shit.
That's that'd be, that one,
yes.
That's, get him and just use him as a scarecrow.
Yes. Yes. I would buy that on eBay.
Yeah. Buy anything on eBay.
Yeah.
Initial reports indicated the man was also tied up, but police said that was not the case. The injured man was bleeding badly.
From his rectum. Rectum damn near killed him.
But.
Boom!
Oh! But he was conscious and able to talk.
What?
He was not dead.
Holy shit, dude. He was just like, can you get me down
from here?
There's
an enormous pole lodged at my ass. Can you please kill me?
So, besides that, how you doing? Oh, good.
Yeah, other than this fucking huge pole up my ass, I'm feeling pretty good. It
reminds me of a Thursday night.
He claimed he had climbed the approximately 5-meter-tall tree to escape from 2 or 3 muggers, police said.
So he was chased up there.
The would-be bandits then allegedly yanked him out of the tree, and he was impaled as he fell to the ground.
Oh, like, dude, he was up in a tree, and they each fucking of the yanked muggers him grabbed a leg, and it
fucking
just
landed right
on
it.
Oh, fatality. Yeah. That is brutal.
That
Holy
is
shit.
Brutal. Police would not confirm or deny reports indicating the man's pants were around his ankles when he was located.
So where did that even come from then? They're just like, oh, and in case you were wondering, we don't know for sure, but probably his pants were around his ankles.
However, they admit they are skeptical of the man's story. Well, do you think he's just fucking doing it
so
himself?
So did it happen or did it not happen?
Okay, so basically this guy, they found this guy with a huge metal pole lodged up his asshole and his pants around his ankles, and they said, what happened? He said, these two guys mugged me and pulled me on this pole, and they said, we don't believe you. Well, no fucking shit.
Yeah. He probably said it like this, these two guys mugged me, and Jesus Christ, they put this huge pole in my ass.
You're way too good at that.
I have a lot of queer friends, you could say. I'm looking
Why
at
are you.
You
looking at me?
I don't know.
I'm neither queer.
I think you're one of my
nor
queer
my
friends.
Yes, exactly.
The man
whose name was not released was taken to Sunnybrook Hospital, where he underwent surgery for serious but not life-threatening injuries.
Wow.
That's all she
Talk
wrote.
Talk about well, a jam hole.
Yeah, way to close.
He got
did
a lot
I win,
jammed
did I
in his
win
hole.
I
think it's a tie between, well, yeah, you didn't really say anything funny
this
episode.
I had some
episode.
Funny stuff
he
at
did.
The beginning.
I'm just kidding. You're always
No, fuck you guys. I won.
Sean takes this episode. Not that
right
we tally
ass.
Up these points or anything, but hey, it's fun. Hey.
Well, I feel
so
special.
You guys got anything else before the plugs?
Let's
Betty, do you have anything else to say? Betty, are we still going out to dinner? Yes or no? Maybe. Yeah, maybe
Remember,
means yes.
That means yes, but you're going to have to work for it, asshole.
Gotcha. All right. Well, if you guys have anything to say to us, click on the show notes, leave us comments, email info@thejamhole.com, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast, subscribe via iTunes, vote for us on Podcast Alley. Fuck y'all. Jamming.
La da da dee da 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 da. La da da dee da 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 da. La da da dee da.